there, and welcome to Classics for Kids. Of course, I don't have to tell you what holiday is coming up, and why we are listening to Modest Mussorgsky's music about a gnarly gnome. Today we have other appropriate music for Halloween. Some marches, some dances, and a couple of very bumpy rides. That Edvard Grieg, he certainly knew a thing or two about trolls. That is Grieg's March of the Trolls from his lyric suite. But on Halloween, it's not only trolls who march. Marionettes do too, even dead ones. Some people may know that as the opening to a television show, but way before Alfred Hitchcock and his show came along, French composer Charles Gounod wrote this funeral march of a marionette. Is marching too dreary for you? Well, how about dancing? It may still sound like marching, but that is the ancient chant Dies Irae, Day of Wrath, from the Mass for the Dead. After a while, composer Franz Liszt uses that tune to let the piano go dancing in his Totentanz, Dance of the Dead. If you'd prefer to dance to a violin, French composer Camille Saint-Saëns has the Devil tune up and play the Danse Macabre. And if that's not infernal enough for you, here is the infernal dance that Igor Stravinsky put into his ballet, The Firebird. Tired from all that dancing? Want to go for a ride instead? All right, that can be arranged. Some ride, eh? Those are Valkyries, mythical women on horseback from an opera by Richard Wagner. Speaking of operas, if you've been thinking we were going to celebrate Halloween without any witches, think again. In the opera Hänsel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck, the witch goes for a ride. And not on a horse, of course. On a broomstick. time to call it a night? All right, but only if we call it A Night on Bald Mountain by Modest Mussorgsky. I hope you enjoyed this spooky music for Halloween. Please do tune in again next time when there will be a new piece of music to dissect on Classics for Kids.